Before we start the episode, I just wanted to quickly do a little check-in. Someone had tweeted at me asking if I was going to talk about the story behind my mugshot shirt, which I haven't done yet in my podcast. So I just wanted to give a little background on that. I'm selling some merch shirts right now. It has my mugshot picture from when I was 16 years old and got arrested in high school. I had thrown a house party and the cops came. So basically the story behind it is, I grew up in Westchester in Irvington, but my house was in Tarrytown. So it was the Tarrytown police that come, and that was where the mugshot was. If you see the picture of the mugshot, you see it says Tarrytown, I think, on it or whatever. But yeah, basically, like, I don't know why I would have been left alone at my house. So I think my parents were out of town and I was staying at a friend's, but I somehow swindled, like, of throwing a party at my house and, like, leaving the friend's house or something, I'm assuming, because I don't know how else I would be able to pull it off. But I had a huge, huge, huge house party, and it was really, really fun, and the cops ended up coming. So what happened was, like, I remember someone yelling, "Cops, cops, cops, be out." And I go, "Go, go, go." And I was so used to running from cops at other parties and at keg parties in the woods that, and I was so drunk that I didn't even think about it being my house. So I ran from my own house, and we all, like, single file line, ran out my back door and, like, up through the woods, and we were all hiding in the woods and watching my house from there. And then I saw all these cops going through, like, all of the rooms in our house, and they had flashlights and stuff. And when I saw that, I was like, fuck, I should probably go back, because I didn't like the idea of them just, like, roaming around looking through all of our shit. And my friend turned to me and was like, "Isn't that your house? Like, why did you run?" And I was like, fuck, you're right. So I walked back, and my best friend Jackie came with me, and I walked up to the house, and I remember playing, like, really innocent and dumb. And the cops were like, "Do you live here, or where were you?" And I was like, "Oh my God, my brother must have thrown a party. I was at Fridays, TGI Fridays, with my friends." And I'm just walking back, and I saw all these cops. "What's going on?" And they're like, "Oh, where's your brother?" And then after a beat, I was like, "He's in Colorado." So I tried to pretend my brother threw the party, but he was in Colorado, and I got caught. And a neighbor's parents came over and sat with me until my dad drove home from New York City. And then the cops, I had to go down to the station, and I was arrested, and they let my parents stay with me. Like, I didn't actually go into jail or prison, but I quote unquote was arrested. I was given a mugshot. I was fingerprinted. I remember the fingerprints really hurt. I remember I was smiling too much for the mugshot, and they yelled at me. So the photo on the shirt is me kind of, like, trying not to laugh and just being completely serious because they were yelling at me. And I had to go to court. I was sentenced to, I think, I want to say 500 hours of community service, but that sounds so long. So it could have been 50 hours. It must have been 50, because I remember only being there probably for 10 hours. I hardly did it, but I did it at the Salvation Army, and then in part with the community service. I had to go to an outpatient rehab called Phelps Threshold, and the guy who I reported to there, I remember, had, like, a meth pipe burn on his lips, and I felt like he had a crush on me, and he was, like, creepy and weird, and worked for this, like, local state outpatient rehab, whatever the fuck it was. And that was the first time they told me I was an alcoholic, and I started going to AA there, but I wasn't really listening. I was just trying to, like, shave off the hours, and I got trouble at that place for, you know, for, like, wearing shorts when I was supposed to wear jeans, because it was during the summer, it was hot, but they said it was too risque. And I remember I was still partying when I wasn't supposed to be, and they drug test you, and I got the pee of, of, I didn't know anyone who was sober, but I knew if I got clean pee and I snuck it in, I could get away with partying and doing coke and smoking weed and stuff. So a guy I was dating, his little sister, I asked for her pee behind his back and she was like 12. And I was like, she 100% is the only person I know who's sober. And he found out I got her pee and stopped like talking to me, which I don't blame him for. I mean, I'd be pretty grossed out if I were him and a girl I was dating stole my little sister's pee behind my back. But, you know, that's where I was at. I was 16 and a mess. And I did not get sober while I was there. And then, you know, flash forward to a couple months ago, my mom is going through boxes of memorabilia and old photos and stuff, keeping busy during quarantine, and sends me the mugshot picture. I threw it up on Instagram and it was kind of history from there. People were asking for the shirt. So I have the shirts. I have sizes small through extra large available. The double XLs are all sold out now. And they're $25, 32 with shipping if it's within the US. I've shipped shirts off to Australia and Ireland already and Canada and stuff. So I can ship to anywhere in the country. I can ship to anywhere in the world. Let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram at Chelsea Skidmore, ChelseaSkidmore. Place your order. Let me know what size you want. Shoot me your address and I'll let you know how you can make a payment and we'll get the shirt out to you. It's a super fun shirt. I don't know if I'm going to be making more after this, but yeah, I love it. And I've sold a bunch of them and people like them. So get one, check it out. Thanks for listening to the podcast and have a good day. Bye.
Hi, welcome to the Chelsea Skidmore Show. I am here today with my guest, Zach Ass, or Zach Holmes.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you. I think we briefly met for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
I think, yeah, you came to my apartment to do my husband Steven's podcast, and I'm pretty sure we just got in a huge fight. Because I think I like angrily walked past you and ignored like whoever you were with.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that actually.
Do you live in LA?
So yeah, yeah, I live in LA. Yeah. Yeah. I've been living out here for like three and a half years. Yeah.
How do you like it?
It's better than Indiana, but like everything's better than Indiana. So.
Yeah. What part of Indiana are you from?
Gary, Indiana. It's like not far from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
It's like close to Lake Michigan. Yeah.
Is that where IU is?
No, I think that's, I don't even know. I have no clue where IU is actually. I don't the rest of Indiana is all like farming and corn and like bullshit. And then like where I'm from, it's like almost like a suburb of Chicago and then also just a bunch of bullshit. So yeah.
Yeah. A lot of my friends, I'm from New York. So a lot of my friends went to IU. So that's like when I think of Indiana, that's all I got. Hoosiers or whatever the fuck the mascot is. That's
Yeah. Whatever a Hoosier actually is, no one really knows. So
yeah. So right off the bat, love your teeth.
Thanks.
I love cool teeth. Was that something from a stunt or tell me about the teeth? Or is that Indiana teeth? Tell me.
No, it's not Indiana teeth. Well, I mean, sort of, but so what happened was one of my teeth, this tooth got a shot out by a paintball gun, just like because I put like a paintball gun up to my face and just shot myself in the face for a video, which was like really dumb and like sort of dark, but yeah, I ended up knocking my tooth out and then I swallowed it, so like I wasn't able to like fix the tooth. Then the other tooth I knocked out like recently, and it was like really a ridiculous story. I was in my room like watching porn, and then my roommate walked in, and like it like scared the shit out of me because like I didn't want them to like see me jerking off, and I rolled out of my bed and I hit my face on my nightstand and I broke my other tooth.
Like, you're just automatically, like, primed to constantly hurt yourself. It's like a sitcom dad who hates them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Were you clumsy growing up?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Like, my nickname was Butterfingers because I would drop everything. So I don't know if it's like, like, I wonder if it's muscle memory for you. You know what I mean? To just like fall in.
Yeah, just like fall and just like just take hits. I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, because I didn't really have that many injuries when I was like younger that I can remember. Like, one time I tried to like kill a bee. This was like a really funny, like, for some reason I tried to kill a bee at like someone's birthday party by karate chopping it. And like, there's like no good like scenario, like good like result from that whatsoever. If I would have hit the bee, it would have stung me. And then I ended up just breaking my finger.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wait, how did you break your finger? I don't get it.
Okay, there's like a bee that was on this chair. It was on like a really like sturdy wooden chair. And for some reason, I thought I could just kill it by like karate chopping it. And it was just like the dumbest idea ever. And yeah, so I karate, and the bee just moves. Not that it would matter if the bee moved or not, but like I just hit the chair like full force and just break my pinky finger.
So how old were you when that happened?
Like maybe like 9 or 10.
Okay, I'm going to do the annoying thing that I'm sure everyone psychoanalyzes you when they interview you.
Yeah.
Because I think people want to understand, like, why, you know? Like, I totally get it. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, like, when I hear that story, and that's obviously something that stands out for you, did people react a certain way? And then were you like, oh, like, people think it's fun or I'm funny when I hurt myself?
I was like, because I was at some kid's birthday party and it ruined the whole party for me. So I was like freaking out because I broke my finger. And like, I'm pretty sure like I started crying or some shit. But like, I don't know. I wasn't like, a lot of people thought it was funny, but I didn't like, I don't think I was actually like seeking that out, like trying to get people to laugh from hurting myself. Later though, maybe.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
But was there any one of those kind of like defining moments from you? Like, besides inspiration from stuff like, I'm assuming like Big Brother or Jackass, and we can get into that. Yeah. But like, previous to that, did you have any experiences like where it felt like rewarding or, you know, like you got attention that you maybe wanted? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, when I was, like, younger and I would make videos with my friends, we would show our videos to everyone at school and stuff, and it was really cool when, like, everyone thought, like, what we did was crazy or it was, like, really funny. So, I mean, that definitely helped, like, push, like, push me to want to do that more. Yeah.
Yeah, I was, like, a really big troublemaker growing up. Like, I was in the principal's office, like, literally every day from, like, second grade to senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious if you have something similar. Like, so my grandma, like, always called me a bad seed. Like, I don't even think she knew my name. Like, she'd just be like, you're a bad seed. You're a bad seed. And then something happened to me psychologically where I was like, oh, okay, like, I'm a bad kid. And then, like, I was always going to the principal's office, and they're like, you're bad, you're grounded. So I was like, fuck it, like, I'm going to be a bad kid. Like, I'm curious if anything like that happened with you.
Mm. I mean, I was always in trouble in school, like, more, like, later on. Like, I was, like, a pretty good kid throughout elementary school, and then, like, middle school and high school, I was in trouble like all the time. So I like the first time I got in trouble in school was me and this kid like threw stink bombs in the cafeteria, and we ordered them online and got them. It was so like, I thought it'd be so funny just to throw them in the cafeteria, and then like it smelled like way worse than we thought it was going to. And it was just so bad. It like ruined lunch for everybody. Like, because the bathroom, so we threw them in these bathrooms, and they were like in these little glass vials, and we threw them down and it started to smell so bad because these two bathrooms were next to the lunch line. Then, like, the lunch lady, like, one of the lunch ladies puked. People are like,
oh my
puking.
God.
Yeah, yeah. It was just so bad. And then it started going all the way up the stairs, like, the second floor, and you could smell it, like, on the like, a little bit on the third floor. And it became this huge thing, like, who did it? And no one, like, knew who did it. But then I gave a stink bomb to this other kid, and he got caught with it because he was trying, like, he got caught trying to, like, throw it somewhere. And then they're, like, they're trying to blame it on him. And then he's told on me and the other guy because he's like, I know who did it. They did it. Yeah. And then I had to then I had to go to like in school suspension for like a while, like, which was like I couldn't go to any of my normal classes. I just had to. It was like the Breakfast Club.
Yeah,
sort of,
that's
but,
what
like,
I was
all
thinking
the time.
Of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love the Breakfast
Club. You mess with the bull, young man, you'll get the horns.
Get the horns. Like, yeah, yeah. Yeah, however he does it. Yeah.
I had that on VHS.
Oh my gosh. So did I. And then I watched that movie so much. Yeah. Like the Breakfast Club was like a huge inspiration to me when I was younger. Then my friends and I wrote like a more modern version of it when we were in high school. And then we just never did anything with it.
I'm curious. That sounds cool. They should remake that. I mean, but it's like,
yeah, I mean, they remake everything
movies.
Else.
I know.
Yeah.
And then it's like upsetting kind of to have to think you
yeah,
would
I feel like
if they remade Home Alone today, I would hate that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Just thinking about John
Hughes. I would hate that too. I hate it when they made the Home Alone without Macaulay Culkin, like the third one. Did you ever see that? It was so bad. It was
Who was that
bad.
Kid again?
I don't even know. Who knows what that kid's even doing right now? He's probably
I gotta look it up. I feel like it's the kid who, it's not the kid who I, oh wait, who is that? I hate him. I feel bad saying I hate a little kid. Yeah,
well, he's an adult
recognize,
now, it's cool.
I recognize that little asshole, but I can't, I can't recall who it, yeah. Yeah, that was a flaw. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I feel like we might be the same age. What year are you born?
I'm 91.
Okay, I'm like 5 years older than you.
That's whatever.
No, because I feel like, I mean, like for me, like my influences grew up. So, like in middle school is when I became like a very big troublemaker. And, like, I loved Tom Green, like, lived for Tom Green.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, like, you know, I, like, I'm assuming when all these shows came out, like, you probably caught them, like, a couple years later. But, like, Jackass and, like, I mean, I know, obviously. But, like, for me, like, when I was a kid, like, that stuff coming out, like, you hadn't seen any stuff like that before. So... How old were you when you started to see that kind of stuff, if that's what was influencing you or whatever it was?
So I saw a little bit of Jackass when it first came out. When I was in elementary school when Jackass came out, but I wasn't allowed to watch it, obviously. I lived in like a super Christian like household when I was growing up, and I couldn't watch anything like that. So like not even MTV like at all, really. Mm-hmm. So I would like sneak and watch Jackass like a little bit here and there because like all like a bunch of kids like all the bad kids at school that I was hanging out with were like talking about Jackass, and I was like, oh, that sounds dope. And I ended up I would watch that a little bit, and then when I got into middle school, I started watching like Jackass more, like here and there. I would watch like it was like just discovering this whole new thing that I didn't really know was like there's so much of like Jackass and CKY and all the other videos. And then also a lot of like older Tom Green stuff at the time too. And then when I was in middle school, another like influence was like Andy Milonakis, like when he had his show on MTV and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I was watching a lot of that stuff when I was younger.
Same. That's like all the same stuff I watched. And then like when I saw that, I was like, oh, I just felt like I was like one of those kind of people. You know what I mean? Like it just, I was like, oh, I love this. And like, yeah, it just, like, only fueled, like, it gave me, it just, like, expanded my horizon of, like, how to fuck with people, you know?
Oh, but yeah.
But I think I was more about, like, outwardly fucking with people as opposed to, like, doing things to myself, you know? Like, I'm more so, like, like, I really just love, like, the idea of, like, getting a rise at, getting a rise feels so old, or, like, you know, like, affecting someone and fucking with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what I think is cool about you is that, you know, growing up and watching Jackass, obviously, like, the first thing that you, and sorry to compare, but I feel like it's okay.
No, it's fine. Yeah, okay. It's perfectly fine.
And complimentary, no?
Yeah, definitely.
Or is it annoying?
No, it's not annoying at all. No, yeah.
Well, what I was going to say is why I think it's great for you is because, you know, we all see the disclaimer in the beginning that says, do not send us fucking videos, blah, 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 whatever the fuck it says. And you're the only person I know of who has gotten respect from all of the Jackass people and who has, like, been added, like, as an extension to, like, stuff they do. Like, I can't think of anyone else, can you? You're, like, the only person. How did you pop through? That's what's, like, insane. It's, like, because that was, like, the biggest thing. Like, it was, like, don't even try to send in my video of me in a fucking shopping cart going down a hill. Like.
Yeah.
Like, so, knowing all that and seeing all that, like, what was, like, your trajectory like? And your kind of, like, history with stunts? Like, is it something you just start, like, let's, like, kind of move chronologically through your journey.
Yeah. So when I was in high school, I started doing more stunt stuff when I was actually in high school. I would film like little things here and there, but I'd mainly film like skits and like we would do like public stuff, like fucking with people when I was in middle school. And then in high school, and we'd do like a little bit of like little stunts here and there. But then in high school is when I started like really filming stunt stuff. And I would, it got to the point where like these different like shows on like these different shows were like licensing clips for me that I would, cause I, it was right around when YouTube was like really popular. Like YouTube's definitely popular now, but like when it first like started, like you put like a clip online and like then all these like TV show, like all these different shows like on True TV, which is like a digital channel, like top 20 dumbest rednecks or like whatever, or like top 20 most daring. And they'd have all these shows where they'd show these clips. And they'd find all these clips online, and I was just filming stupid shit. So, like, I would get hit up by these different, like, TV shows and stuff. And that sort of started some, like, viral, like, stuff for me, and then, like, having some different viral clips on different websites and stuff when I was younger. Like, the first, like, real stunt that I did was I lit myself on fire. I was, like, looking up the safest way to light yourself on fire. And I ended up like figuring out, I don't want to say exactly what that is.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
But yeah, so like, yeah.
The magician does not reveal his tricks.
Right. Well, it's not safe at all, really. But we did that and like I barely got burned. So
Can we pause?
Yeah.
Okay. So first major stunt is you're going to light yourself on fire.
Yeah.
So at this point, you've gotten some traction on YouTube, so you feel like you probably have to go for something big.
Yeah, I had a couple of like little viral videos of my friends that I had filmed, because mainly back then I would film my friends doing dumb stuff. Mm-hmm. But then occasionally I would do something, but then it turned and like I would always just want to be behind the camera, but it ended up with me in front of the camera at the end, like no matter how much I tried to just be behind it. So, so one of the things was me lighting myself on fire, and I doused myself with all this different stuff and like wore a couple layers of clothing and like was running down this sand dune and just rolling through the sand. Like we didn't have any water or fire extinguisher or anything. And like we had like one, like a big gulp cup of water, like hoping that
that's
would like be
enough.
Okay. I know. And I'm just like running. I was like really on fire too. It was bad. We did that, and it turned out pretty well.
So what was like the burns like on that?
Oh, it wasn't really bad. I just like, so the zipper on the hoodie I was wearing like heated up, and I had like this one little like part of my stomach where it was burnt, but it wasn't that bad at all. So like I came out of that like no like real injury whatsoever, so
yeah.
It was just
well,
like yeah, you can light yourself, yeah, it was like okay, now I can light myself on fire whenever and I'll be okay. Which
it's not
horrible
true.
Mindset to have. Not true,
right?
No, not true at all.
before that first big one, and maybe some of the earlier ones as well, when you started to gain traction and attention and stuff, like, was that like a high? Like, did you like feel super validated, like emotionally? Like, what did that do for you?
It was definitely like a high, and I mean, it felt good. Like, it definitely validated, you know, all this stuff, like the, you know, all the good stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a good feeling, because like I would like get really stoked if like I would go film some crazy video, and then like other people think it's crazy, then I put it online and it gets a bunch of views, and then like other people are like wanting to show it on like different websites or like shows or whatever, and that was like, you know, that's sort of where I like seeked validation from then.
Totally.
Yeah.
So then you probably, I mean, like, the thing that I'm always curious about is, like, with stunts, it's, like, you know, like, for example, it's, like, Steve-O, it's, like, I don't understand how you constantly come up with so many things. Because it's, like, where are these fucking ideas coming from? And I feel like it's, like, a constant thing of, like, having to, like, outdo yourself with, like, all of these. You know, I looked on your page. I've seen a lot of crazy things. For me, what really stood out for, like, being really painful looking was the cactus stuff.
Oh, yeah. The cactus one.
Oh my god. Yeah. And then I happened to see in your comments you said that you got like a staph infection from that.
Yeah. So the cactus jump, that was the first time I'd ever met Steve-O. And he flew me out to LA. We were gonna film this video together, and we didn't really know what we were gonna film yet. And he was like, well, I have this cactus patch, you can jump in. I was thinking like it was this little cactus patch, you know? And we get there and it's this giant fucking cactus patch. And we're like, okay. And we're just like brainstorming. And then he's like, what if we just act like you're going to jump it, but obviously you're not going to like jump it at all. And so I end up we set up like this ramp and make it seem like I'm going to try to jump all the cacti. And I just go straight into it, like in a duct tape thong. And I ended up getting, like, I had so many needles in me. I had needles in me for about 3 months, like after.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, it was like a lot of them were out like after the first month, but then there was like a few, I would always find like some here and there, like for like the next 2 months.
I can't even. Yeah.
I ended up.
When I was younger. Yeah. I put my hand on a cactus at a Mexican restaurant, like just to see what would happen. I don't know why. I feel like you're not like thinking.
Yeah.
And I had like a thousand times. It was so, like, I still, it was horrible. And then when you brush your skin, it like really hurts.
Oh yeah. It's so uncomfortable. It was definitely like the worst. It was just the most uncomfortable thing I had experienced, like, that I can think of, other than just, like, actually, like, being, like, burned or something. But, some of the needles would actually come all the way out, and a lot were just, like, breaking off in my skin. So then, like, anytime, like, I would rub against something, or, like, they would rub against my shirt, or when I laid, it was so funny when I laid down to try to go to bed that night, because it was just, it felt so horrible. I gotta have to keep, like, moving, so... I felt like it just felt like needles were just pushing in more. Yeah, it was so bad.
Did you go to a doctor and have them try to remove them?
I went to a doctor like 2 days later because, well, at first we thought maybe that I would be okay, and that was not the case. Everything started looking really infected, and I was like getting a everything was looking really infected. I was like getting dizzy and stuff, and I was like, what is going on? And I ended up having this infection. I ended up having like a staph infection. They put me on antibiotics, and I also had the worst sunburn that they had ever seen.
What?
Because I was like, yeah. When we were standing up there to film it, we were standing up there for like an hour or so before we actually filmed the video, and I was just shirtless, like standing like just in the sun. And I was so red. I had like blisters all over myself too from it. So I had a sunburn and I had the needles in me.
No!
And they like, they were more concerned about my sunburn than the needles in me when I went to the doctor. So they gave me, like, they had to like treat that and the cacti needles. But mainly they were just like, yeah, you'll take antibiotics. Your body will reject the needles. You can pull out the ones you already have. We can't pull them all out for you.
Have you been to the doctor a lot or the hospital?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you been to the ER?
One, two. I mean, like, probably, like, I mean, maybe, like, definitely 10, maybe more. That's just, like, for, I mean, I've, like, a lot of the times I try not to go to the doctor. Like, one of the main things when I was, when I lived in Indiana and I was doing stuff, the big thing was, like, if I didn't have, like, a story to, like, lie to them, like, about how, what, how it happened, they would, like, try to, they would, like, try to put me on, like, a psych hold or something because they thought I was, like, trying to kill myself.
Yeah.
And that was, yeah, so they would try to do stuff like that. Like, one time I literally left an ER. Like, I just, like, ran away, like, before they could treat me because they were, like, they were freaking out because it's been, like, the third or fourth. That's when I noticed I had to go to a different hospital every time I got hurt.
So, I totally could see that, though. So,
yeah.
Oh, sorry, were you gonna say something?
Oh, no, I was just gonna say that, like, it was just, like, it was just so funny because, like, these doctors were, like, catching on to, like, they didn't understand what I was trying to do at all. They thought I was just fucking insane. And, like, really, there was, like, you know, I was, like, I knew exactly what I was doing, but no one else saw that.
Right. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. So, were you 5150?
They never actually, like, 5150'd me. I never actually got 5150'd.
Mm. Oh, okay. Just me.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, it's, I should have been, I was about to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to. I mean, I've been to, like, rehabs and stuff, though. Mm-hmm. I've, you know, yeah, I've never actually been 5150, though, yet.
Did doctors, like, sit you down and be like, now, what is this really about?
Oh, all the time. Yeah. All the time, yeah. They were, like, you're trying to get to the bottom of it. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like, what is this really about? Like, I had a doctor that, like, refused to treat me one, they refused to treat me anymore because she thought I was just hurting myself and all this stuff. And, like, it was just so ridiculous. Yeah. They would just be sitting, they would sit me down and just be like, you know, what's this all about? Like, are you trying to hurt yourself? Are you upset about this or that or blah, blah. They would just go through, like, everything trying to figure it out. And I'm like, no, I'm just trying to make cool videos.
Is it really that simple for you? Is there none of the other stuff? There has to be a little.
I mean, I'm not, like, I wouldn't say that I'm trying to, like, I mean, obviously when you're doing this kind of stuff, you are hurting yourself on purpose, yeah. But it's, like, for a different reason. It's not, you're not, like, doing it with the intent to, like, hurt, like, to actually, like, do, I mean, you are hurting yourself, but you're not, like, trying to kill yourself. I mean, yeah.
It's like,
just, like, a little bit different.
Totally. I think you nailed it by saying, like, intention, you know, like, what,
yeah,
like, it's, like, such a fine line, but it totally makes sense. It's, like, either, like, you're really,
yeah,
yourself and get attention, or, like, you're hurting yourself, but it's to make funny videos, and that's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's just, and, you know, there's, and you have to, and you also know that, like, there's, like, I always know there's risk that I could, like, actually, like, really hurt myself, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. And that's why you have to, like, just try to look into things before you do it.
Yeah.
And try to be as safe as possible. You know, but it's just, it's, like, not a normal, like, career path to be in. So there's, like, a lot of, you know, there's definitely, like, a lot to unpack there, but I haven't really done that yet.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, like, after following, like, that initial big stunt with, like, the fire, like, I'm sure you had some moments that was, like, fuck, like, I'm good at this. Like, fuck, like, I'm going to have to do this, you know?
Yeah, yeah. After that, I was sort, like, it was sort of, like, it conflicted with my school, actually. Like, a lot doing that fire stunt, because I was releasing this DVD that had, like, all these stunts on it. And that was in the trailer for it. And that was, like, the most fucked up thing in it. And I tried to, like, I was working in the news. Like there's this news, like, class at school. And they're like, oh, you can show the trailer for this movie that you made. And I'm, like, I was about to show it to, like, the whole school. And the teacher's like, yeah, I just got to look at it first. Because, you know, he's still trying to support, like, a student, you know. And then he sees it. And it turns into this whole fucking thing where they're, like, trying to, like, get, like, they had, like, the school counselors in there. And, like, they're trying to see if, like, I was doing anything criminal, too. Like, there's anything, like, you know, what, like, where did I do this? Was it, like, on school property? Like, this or that. And they're, like, trying to get me in trouble, pretty much. They were just, like, very concerned. and like no one like really understood like why I was doing any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so like it got to the point where I, you know, they didn't really do any, they weren't really able to do anything about it. But then like any time that I would do something, it would be online, they would like freak out about it. And it got to the point where they were going to like expel me for, someone started this thing saying that I was going to like, I was recruiting people to light themselves on fire or something.
Yeah.
And which is like not true. Cause other people that were like filming stunts with me were in my school, you know, were in the school with me. So they made like a school issue. Like I was like endangering other people. I mean, which technically they're right, but like they all wanted to do that stuff.
They're also probably just looking for an excuse at that point, you know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Because they're probably worried about like legal liability shit. So they're like, like this is gonna work.
Yeah. So like they were just like trying to get me to stop making videos, and it got to the point where I ended up just dropping out of school and just getting my GED. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, fuck this. Like I dropped it like a whole year early. I just didn't go like, and I also didn't give a fuck about being in school at that point in time.
Right.
Like I just wanted to like make videos and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was making money from it at the time too. And I just didn't really see like a world where like school was going to help me at all.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, yeah, they definitely need school. But for me, I was just like, fuck it. I'm out of here. Like, I just want to make videos and stuff. Yeah.
Hey guys, let's take a quick break to talk about my new favorite energy drink, Celsius. I started replacing my morning coffee with Celsius. I tried it because I was looking for a pre-workout drink before my workouts. You know, I usually work out around 12 p.m. and I've been awake for a couple hours, so I need like an extra boost. So whether I'm going to be working out, whether I'm going to be washing endless dishes all day, or just writing all day, podcasting, whatever it is, a little pick-me-up, I've started to reach for Celsius, which is an amazing energy drink. And it's different from a lot of other energy drinks because it focuses on movement. So what that means is that combined with exercise, it has a formula that is clinically proven to boost your metabolism and help you burn body fat. So whether you need an extra boost at the gym or a delicious pick-me-up to help you hustle throughout your workday, Celsius is there to help you stay active and focused on your goals. It's made only with the best ingredients. Celsius has no artificial preservatives or flavors. There's no aspartame, high fructose corn syrup. It's very low in sodium. And it has a bunch of other awesome ingredients like green tea, ginger, calcium, chromium. There's B and C vitamins, all which work together to help raise your metabolism, which results in a sustained calorie burn while keeping you energized. So I really, really love it, and they're absolutely delicious. You can check out their website, Celsius.com. Look at their Instagram, Celsius Official. I really, really believe in this drink, and I am so excited to share it with you guys. I have been drinking them nonstop, and it really pumps me up and keeps me going and helps me to stay busy. And honestly, right now during this time, the thing that keeps me the most sane is just keeping a structured, busy day. So I wake up, I set to-do lists, I follow through a bunch of different little goals that I have for the day, and I need to stay energized for that. So I've been drinking Celsius for it, and then again, it helps me before a workout or a hike and a long walk with Jagger, my dog. So make sure you guys check out Celsius. Again, their website is Celsius.com, or check out them on Instagram at Celsius Official. Now let's get back to the episode.
How did your family feel about everything?
They weren't very supportive of it, you know, after like I would start, you know, I would get hurt or like certain things would happen. Cause like at first they were supportive of it. Cause like, oh, this one TV show like flew me out to LA so I could be on the show and do a couple like little things here and there. But then like people started getting hurt. I would get hurt sometimes. Like one of my friends broke his arm in my backyard, like pretty bad, and like all this different stuff. So it started being like more of a liability and like more dangerous, like in their eyes than what they thought it was worth. But I always thought it would be, you know, it was worth it in the end.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all, so
they, are, you know,
oh, sorry.
I know. But yeah, they just weren't really, yeah, they weren't really like too keen on me doing any of that stuff, and they were like always like trying to get me to stop. Yeah, that's all I was gonna say.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. And then were your friends who you were making videos with, like, were those just like your like friends, or did you have to like out, like, did you have to like search for the kind of people who would like want to do shit like that?
They were just my friends.
Yeah.
I didn't really have to search for it. Like, those people were just like already in my life pretty much. So it wasn't really that hard. I mean, occasionally like I would search for people that I thought were like cool, like that I'd want to film with, but that was really about it. I never really was like searching for like certain types of people or anything. Yeah, it just happened. It just so happened that, like, you know, those people ended up being my friends. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know you did some stuff for Tosh.0. Is that what you're referring to when you said you went out to LA?
No, there was like another show. It was like very similar before that. It was on G4, which was like a digital cable channel. It was called Web Soup, and it had like Chris Hardwick was the host on it. And it was just like sort of like, it was like a derivative of The Soup, but it was just web videos.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Oh, so that's earlier Tosh.0 then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, it was like right before that. It was like, because that was out, and then, you know, that ended up getting like shit canned after like 4 seasons of it. But I was on like every episode of that. Like, I had a video on like every one. And then at least in the first season I was on like in every episode. And then they flew me out for the final season, like the season finale of that season and stuff. Yeah.
And then from there, what came next? Was it Tosh and then your MTV?
So, yeah, so the next was I stopped filming for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And just like I started like working. I ended up just like, because my friends stopped filming with me, and because they like got like normal jobs or were doing this and that, you know, and then I was like, okay, like, what am I going to do? So I ended up just getting a normal job after like a while.
What was that?
Yeah, I ended up just getting, I worked at Walmart for like 3.5 years. Yeah, it was fucking horrible. I hated it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was working at Walmart for like 3.5 years, and I was just like wanting to like kill myself there. It was horrible. Because I was like, I don't want to be, because I wasn't making videos. I wasn't doing anything that I like to do. So it was just like super depressing. And then I noticed like, hey, I need to like start making videos again, because that's what made me happy. Mm-hmm. But then I got arrested for weed. And I went to jail for a month, and then I got fired from Walmart, like, you know, because of that. So I went to jail, and when I got out of jail, I was like, yeah, I'm never going to work, like, a normal job again, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to do stunts. And then I started doing crazy shit, like, again, which I hadn't been doing in a while. So I had a couple of viral video after viral video, and then I was on Tosh.0, and then I did the MTV show.
So yeah. When you stopped doing videos for a while, like, did something specifically mm-hmm. make you stop?
Not anything like specific other than like my friends not wanting to film anymore. And then also I just like started doing a lot of drugs at the time too.
Okay,
like
yeah.
I like lost sight of like everything that mattered at that point.
Yeah.
And like, I did not want to like do anything but drugs.
Totally. I'm sober, so I get it. I mean, yeah. I had my 15 years.
Yeah.
I ask what you were doing?
Like a lot of like prescription stuff, like Xanax, painkillers, cocaine, just weed, you know, smoking weed, just and like a lot of different stuff, like different yeah. party drugs and stuff too. It's sort of whatever was around, but mainly prescriptions and coke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I could imagine that you got a lot of prescription drugs in general, like from doctors after stunts you did. So
yeah,
makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. It's it's hard when you get, like, I just had my appendix out, you know, and I'm sober.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I got Norcos, and I was taking them for like a week, and I'm not a painkiller person. I like coke, but like,
yeah.
you know, yeah. At first I didn't like them, and yeah. they're making me anxious. But then towards the end of the week, I'm like, oh, these start to feel good. So like, yeah, it's like, yeah, it's hard when I'm sure, like, I always think about people who, you know, get hurt or hurt themselves to get pills too. Yeah. Like, I'm sure it's a pretty tough situation.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like, when it's funny you said the appendix. So one of the times that I know, when I noticed I really actually liked painkillers was when I got my appendix taken out.
Oh.
So I thought I had, I was like, it was probably like a year or so. Like, I like dabbled in like different drugs and whatnot, but I woke up one morning and like my stomach just hurt and I didn't know what's going on. So I go to the doctor and I'm like, hey, like, you know, my stomach hurts like pretty bad. I'm not sure what's up. I think it might be in my appendix. And I'm like, oh, we don't think it's your appendix. We think you have like gastritis or something. And I'm like, okay. They're like, take this. And if it still hurts tomorrow, let us know. And I wake up in the morning and I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm fucking dying.
Yeah.
Like, I literally feel like I'm dying. And then it turns out I was. My appendix had burst. Like, I had all this, like, poison just, like, in my body.
Oh, my God.
So I go to the hospital. Yeah, it was so fucked up. It was, like, one of the worst pains. And then they, you know, so the surgery to, like, take my appendix out, which is supposed to be, like, I think it's, like, an hour or so, like, turned into, like, a 10-hour thing. So they're, like, trying to get all the, like, infection and stuff out. And that turned into a whole thing. And then I was in the hospital. But when I got out, I was like, yeah, I feel fucking horrible. Like, after the surgery even. And they're like, okay, well, here's Dilaudid. And like, so they're giving like these really strong like painkillers. And I was like, yeah. Then I started, even when I wasn't hurting, I was like, yeah, it's still a 10, you know, and then it turned
into, I know, because they don't know.
Yeah, they don't know. And it was like never the same after that for me. That was like, it was like my awakening. I was like, this feels right. Like,
yeah.
This is good.
Do you remember the day after surgery was the most pain I've ever been in my life?
Yeah, it was like, it definitely was pretty bad that day. And like, I was like, what the fuck, you know? But then like, after, it's like a couple of days later and I'm like still taking like the same dose. It was so much fun. Yeah.
Did you have pain shooting out of your shoulders?
Yeah, I really don't remember like much about like the actual like pain part, because like as soon as I literally remember just like being fucked up like the whole time.
Yeah, being
in the hospital. Yeah.
Do you have a pretty high tolerance for pain, or like?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so. Yeah.
So tell me about the MTV show.
Yeah. So the MTV show, I have been doing like, you know, I just got out of jail. And I started doing viral video after viral video. And that, it had been only like 5 months of being out of jail. And then I got the MTV show deal.
That's sick.
So that was like, yeah, it was pretty dope. I was stoked on that. So, but like, I wasn't for sure going to be on MTV. We didn't know yet. Like, I, like, this company hit me up. They wanted to make a pilot. We made a pilot. Then the company that was, you know, that made, I made the pilot with, the main guy used to run Viacom. So they, it was like a big, it was sort of a big deal. And then we went and pitched it around, and MTV ended up wanting it more than the, anyone else at the time. Then we made the show, and it was pretty fun. I mean, it was a good time. But the thing was, like, we made the show, and it was, I mean, it was definitely really fun making it, but also like, it was a fucking like disaster, like making it, because
really?
I was like such, like just little things were like going wrong. And then like not long like into it, I started like doing drugs again, like super gnarly, like in the middle of filming it. It was like, oh cool, I have a show. Now I can like be like, I can just like burn out like really crazy. And so I like did, yeah, it just went fucking horrible. And we had to do reshoots like to fix like a lot of the stuff that I fucked up while I was fucked up.
And that sucks, like, having to do it twice for a fucking time.
Yes. Yeah, so we fixed like what we could, and you know, the show turned out like pretty deep. I mean, it turned out like okay. Like we kind of, it took so long for it to actually get on air though. It was just like we filmed it, and then it's like, okay, it's been over a year, and then finally it airs. So I mean, it was a great like jumping point for me, like a good start, you know.
Yeah, was that cool? Like suddenly having a lot more production value behind your stunts too.
Oh yeah, it was awesome. I mean, like we were, you know, we would pitch ideas and we were able to just like make things happen. It was like so much better than just us doing it by ourselves, you know?
Yeah, but yeah. I also can see like just the backyard stunts that you did with your friends before yeah. you had money. Like I could see those ones somehow yeah. being more fun too at the same time.
Oh yeah, it was funny because like it was cool having all the like being able to do bigger stuff, mm-hmm. but some like the stuff that ended up like really like me, like we filmed a couple big things that didn't even make it into the show, and like we would film like these little things, like these little simple things, and it would be like and it would end up being in the show. It was so it definitely speaks to like, you know, the like just the little stuff and us like the backyard style like a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's, like, the fun thing. It's, like, the idea of someone yeah. just, like, hanging out with their friends in the backyard, like, being idiots, rather than some big, like, fucking Ninja Warrior yeah. set. Like, that's not as mm-hmm. that's not as special. It doesn't have, like, that cool factor, necessarily. It feels more corporate.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, was getting the MTV show, like, the dream sort of thing? Like...
Yeah, I mean, that's always something that I wanted to happen, like, my entire life. I always wanted to, like, to get, like, my own show, and, you know, and ended up, like, making it a reality. I mean, it was awesome, and, it definitely was the dream.
Yeah, yeah, right? So, like, when it was yeah. finally happening, were you like, oh, is this what it feels like, or were you, like, stoked?
I was stoked on it, and then it was, like, a little bit of both, you know? Like, it was funny, because, like, I went to this, like, award thing, like, I think I went to the movie awards, like, the MTV movie awards, and it was really dope. Like, it was so, like, it was, like, sort of surreal, because it was, like, I hadn't, like, been around, like, when I was walking on the red carpet, it was everyone from, like the Netflix show 13 Reasons Why, and then it was, like, the kids from Stranger Things, like, behind me, and it was just, like, so weird, and I sat yeah. at a table with everyone from Jersey Shore, and, like, it was so ridiculous. It was, like, just such a, like, bizarre experience, and they're just like, so, who are you? And it's like, oh, I have a show coming
like,
out.
Who are you? Who are you? Yeah. You're some fucking tan yeah. loser who loves their laundry. I don't know. Sorry.
It was like right passionate. Before yeah. It was cool. They were all everyone from Jersey Shore was like really nice actually. And like it was right before the situation went to jail. So he was like giving me advice and stuff and I was like, "Thanks."
what was his advice? Do you remember?
I don't even remember.
Wait, I kind of wish you did. That'd be funny to know what it was.
Yeah, he was. Like,
didn't that guy just go to jail? You know?
Yeah. No. Someone literally was telling me, they're like, yeah, I don't know if you should listen to that, man. He's about to go to jail.
Why did he go like, again?
It was like taxes stuff or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Some white collar crime.
That's, yeah. Yeah. So how often do you make videos like today?
So today, I mean, right now I'm waiting to do like this bigger project. So I haven't been able to film like I would usually film, but usually I'll film at least like once or like twice a week and I'll film just like just little things here and there. Yeah, so that's usually about, like, I'll try to film, like, a couple of videos in a day. Yeah.
That's painful.
Yeah, it can be.
Like, by now, do you know what the good ice pack is?
Oh, no. Usually I'll just, like, grab some random food that's, like, in the freezer.
Yeah.
Just use that. Yeah.
Like, you just always have frozen peas?
Yeah, pretty much.
So... what were, looking back on like your whole span of stunts, what are your favorite ones and like what are the ones that you regret the most?
Favorite ones. So one of like my favorites, I did this thing called, I don't remember what I called it. I think it was like, I just called it Modern Art. And I was puking. I was just drinking different colored milk, like chugging it. And I was puking into this leaf blower, and I was wearing white. So when it would just, I would puke the different like colored milk, and it would blow back onto me, and like, and it would turn me into like a tie dye, like painting pretty much. And that one was really funny.
Think of that. How do you think of that? Where does that idea come from? I would have never combined those two things.
I just thought it would be funny to puke into a leaf blower. And then I was just thinking of a way to make it like more like have more of like, why am I doing this? And it was like the first thing that came to mind was like trying to make some sort of art piece, like some sort of modern art piece or something.
Yeah.
So I thought that was funny. The cactus jump's amazing. You know, I love doing, I mean, it, that was such a good one. What else? Like, sometimes it's just like simple stuff too. It's like one time, like, I just dropped like this giant washing, like this really like heavy washing machine out of a barn onto like a teeter totter. And I was like standing over the teeter totter, so it would hit me in the nuts. And like, I went up in the air. It was like super funny. Like things that I regret would probably be, anything where I've gotten a concussion, like purposely, like knowing that I was going to be getting it hit in the head like that. Cause that's just like really fucking dumb. cause I did this one where I was like, I had like this block of wood where I put thumbtacks on it, and I was just trying to get the thumbtacks to stick into my head, but they wouldn't stick in. So we just kept doing it, and it ended up just getting a concussion from it. There was another one where I was like, I was trying to break my own nose in a video for some reason.
No!
And we were dropping this rat trap just repeatedly onto my face, like hoping that it would like fuck up my nose, but it didn't. And it just kept on like going off in my face. Then my face swelled up like really big on like one side. Another one was like, I told everyone when I got 400,000 followers, I think, that I was going to get shot in the face with like this piss cannon, which was going to be like sort of like a giant spitball gun, pretty like if you were to shoot someone with a spitball, like think of that. But it was just like a t-shirt cannon that we put toilet paper in it that was like like all wet from like we just dipped in piss, put it in there, and
who's
we shot me in the face with it.
Who's pissed?
It was like mine, and it was mine and like two of my friends. We needed more. So we did that, but like I didn't wear goggles when I did it for some reason. I totally forgot. And we did it like a really high PSI, and it hit me in the eye. And I ended up like having to go to the hospital because I bruised my eye. So that I regret doing that and not wearing goggles. But also part of it wasn't even definitely was my fault for not bringing goggles. But, like, if I would have been able to close my eyes, it wouldn't have been as bad. But because one of my friends was just like, I was like, okay, go on three. And he just goes one and shoots it, like because he thought it would be funny. And I was like, dude, you motherfucker. Like, I was not, like it was funny, but also, like, it almost fucked up my eye, like, so bad.
Oh, my God. Wait, so what happens if your eye gets bruised?
It's fine now, but, like, if you like fuck up, like you don't want your retina to detach, because then you wouldn't be able to see, you know. So that would, yeah. So like I should have worn goggles, and like it was just, like boxers when they box and stuff. Sometimes they'll get their eye like spotted up, like they'll get hit in the eye like really hard, and then they'll have like a little black spot or something like permanently on their eye, and like I have like a little one like on that eye, so it's not like horrible. But it's like, so I came out of it like, so I mean, it wasn't like the best scenario, like outcome, but it was better than like fucking up my eye like horribly.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
How do you think of these?
I don't know. I just think of like what would be really dumb like to do.
Yeah.
And that's just sort of like what happens. Yeah.
I have a couple Instagram questions.
Okay.
I mean, they're all kind of dumb, you know?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Do you really enjoy getting hurt?
I enjoy entertaining everyone, and like some, and you know, it's really fun. Like I said earlier, like it can be a rush, like doing some of these things, and that's fun. So as long as I don't get like severely injured, it is fun.
Yeah. Does it ever feel good? Like, have you reached that point where like, say pain is here and on the other side is like orgasmic pain? Like, do you ever like get over that side? No, I don't know if that side exists. Yeah. I'm just imagining.
Yeah, I haven't hit that yet. Sometimes though, like I'll be like say like I'll be in a bad mood or something, and then like I'll do something. Sort of like crazy or like something that sort of hurts or whatever. And that'll like, it sort of just like resets like everything for me. And I'm like, oh, cool. I'm like better now. You know, like it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Nothing like a stunt to set you into the present. Right.
Yeah. Definitely. Like one time, it's really funny. Like one time I felt like sick. Like actually, like I was like, I thought I was like getting like an ear infection or something, or like it was just really weird. Like I just felt like I had like at the beginning of like a head cold or something. And then I did this motorcycle jump and just like ate shit like so bad. And like, and then like I got up and I didn't feel like shit anymore. And I just felt fine.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Cause like I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I have an ear infection. Like I'm dizzy. Like all this shit, and then like I did a motorcycle jump and like everything was fine, and I'm like, okay, cool. Like,
did you repeat that again when you were sick?
Just no.
Have you what stunts have you said no to? Like, where do you draw the line?
I'm not a huge fan of heights at all. I feel like every fat person is afraid of heights, even if they say they're not. It's just like wired into them, because like gravity is like your worst enemy. So I've said no to I was supposed to do this high fall, which is like, it's not even really that gnarly, because it's like you land into boxes, you'll be fine. Or like you land into like a stunt pad, or when we're like another safe way to like jump, like do high falls is the set up boxes like as if it was a stunt pad. It's like regular boxes, and like you set up a layer and you put like a flat layer of like something, and then you put more boxes and you like tie them all together, and it works like a stunt pad. Like a lot of people use those because it's cheaper than getting a stunt pad. And I was supposed to do this jump out of this really tall barn for the show, and I get all the way up into the barn and everything to go do it, and I couldn't fucking do it. Like I was freaking the fuck out. I hate heights like a lot.
Yeah I do too.
Yeah.
All right. Are you gonna make a film, like a Too Stupid to Die movie?
I don't know about that. I mean, maybe in the future. I definitely see something like that happening. I mean, I'm working on some other stuff right now, so you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Who the hell is Paint Boy?
Paint Boy? Oh my god. Is that from Curtis? That's so funny.
It's from the Lazy Generation UK.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Paint Boy. There was this dude that was just, like, talking shit on one of my posts, and his name was Paint Boy, and he said a bunch of, like, I went to his profile, and he had, like, a bunch of buckets of paint, just, like, pictures of different paint. That's all his profile was pictures of paint.
That's weird!
And I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was hilarious and very weird, yeah. And me and one of those guys from the Lazy Generation thought it was hilarious, because it was like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
Like,
that is
like, why?
Yeah. Why? That's funny.
Such a bizarre. Like, not even things that are paints, it's just pictures of paint, like in buckets and stuff. Like, it was so weird. Yeah.
What age did you do your first stunt?
My first stunt, probably, I was like, it's a good question. Cause like the first like real stunt I was in maybe like maybe like ninth or 10th grade when I lit myself on fire. Not even sure what age that would be. Yeah. So, I mean, somewhere in there.
Yeah. I don't know if this means anything to you. Dude, get Gucci buried. Who's Gucci or buried? Does that mean anything to you?
Oh yeah. Gucci Berry is this other guy that I filmed with before. He gets hit in the nuts all the time and stuff. Yeah.
Dude, is getting hit in the nuts like late? Is getting hit in the nuts lazy, or do you think it's always a classic?
Like after a while, it becomes lazy.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's like sometimes I'll be like, okay, this is like something that I can. This is like so easy, like to do, and it's like I'll find myself like thinking of like just like I'll come up with a nutshot idea, and it's like okay, like why am I doing this again? It's like beating a dead horse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like fuck. Unless it's like super like gnarly, it's like why, you know, why am I doing it? And I also was like recently actually, I was having this discussion with someone like, I don't want to get hit in the nuts anymore unless it's like something. Then I was just like, I don't want to get in the nuts anymore.
Yeah.
Like, unless it's like something that's like actually like worthwhile, I guess.
Like a so washing like trying, machine.
Yeah, or it's like something that's like that I've never seen done before, or like you know some sort of like new territory, which you know like almost everything's been done, like when like getting in the nuts. So like, I'm trying to like go like transition into other things from that, you know. Instead of just that, cause like doing the nut, like getting hit in the nuts was one of the first things that, I got noticed for doing when I was younger.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are one of the first things. And, now, you know, and then like I've done other things since then that are notable, but a lot of them have been nut shots. So it's just like transitioning into other things and like finding and trying to do like comedy related stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Why are you so dumb?
I don't know.
I didn't even want to ask but
that's a good question.
How are you alive? Are these like the troll comments that you get every day?
Yeah, I get all this all the time. Yeah, I'm not sure, you know, I'm here.
Do you use Xanax before crazy stunts? And then I'll tag on with that by also saying, or like, you know, any other kind of thing, substance?
I used to back, you know, like I said, cause I was like severely, like I had like a horrible, like I was super addicted to a lot of drugs. And yeah, I definitely used to, I haven't done that in so long. Like, yeah, it's been a long time since I've used drugs before I did a stunt. Yeah.
Skinny Vinny said hi.
What up? He literally lives with me. I don't know why he said that.
That's so funny. What's the most painful stunt you have ever done with someone?
Most painful stunt I've ever done would, okay, it's like a tie between, so the cactus stunt was really fucked, but then being burned I think is way worse. So probably the suicide vest where I strap all the firecrackers to my body and like I taped them to me so it looked like a suicide vest and lit it. That was probably the worst. Because I didn't really think about it when I did it, but it was one of my most viral videos. It's what that video caught the attention of Steve-O. And then that's why I ended up filming a Steve-O. I taped all these these big rolls of firecrackers to my body. And I didn't think about it at the time because I thought, okay, firecrackers blowing up on me won't be, like, that bad. I mean, it's still going to suck. But when I taped it, though, the fuse was taped to my body, too. So the fuse that's going around lighting all of them off is slowly going, like, all over my body and it's giving me this horrible burn. So I had, like, second and third degree burns from that.
Oh, my God. Are you, like, terrified during any of this? And you're like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, what's going through your head during those?
Yeah, I mean,
stunts?
I was definitely like afraid, you know. I mean, I wasn't like when you get to, when you're about to do something really fucking dumb, you just have to like, just be like, you just have to not think about it really. Otherwise, you'll freak the fuck out. So, I mean, but then inevitably, like, you are going to think about it soon if, because you're going to end up getting, like, you know, like, shortly after, you're going to be thinking about it because you're going to be in a lot of pain, usually. And then sometimes it's not as bad as you think it would be. But yeah, no, you just have to not think about it at all.
Yeah, I bet you go into, like, fight or flight, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But usually, what were
we gonna... Oh, yeah, usually it's just, yeah, usually it's not that bad, but I mean, yeah, I definitely will be, like, super anxious, like, right before I'll do something, and I'll always just be, like, thinking, you know, this is going to be good footage, it's going to be good footage, you know, and then I'm happy that I did it in the end, so, yeah.
Do you, like, what do you do to recover from stunts? Like, do you sit in, like, ice baths? Like, do you have a favorite burn cream? Like,
it's so funny, like, one thing that I would say all the time, like, after I do a stunt, it's, like, in a couple of different videos, like, yeah, I need some Neosporin. even though, like, you're not supposed to use that in, like, horrible burns, like, yeah. I would use it anyways. I would just do it anyways. And, like, yeah, like, this is the only thing I would have to, like, be, like, my own, like, doctor for, like, long, you know, mm-hmm. and, like, just, like, take care of myself. Like, when I got, like, the horrible burns from the firecracker vest, because, like, for the most part, if you just depending on the situation, if you have third-degree burns, you can heal without having to get skin graft or anything, and as long as it doesn't get, like, you know, and hopefully it doesn't get infected or whatever. It's like, so when I did the firecracker vest, I was like, there is no way in hell I'm gonna be able to explain what I just did to a doctor at all. So I am just gonna have to, like, tough this one out and try to, and hopefully I'll be okay.
And yeah,
so, like, I just bought, like, tons of first aid stuff, mm-hmm. and, like, took lots of painkillers at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, this is this is how I'm dealing with this. And yeah, I ended up being okay, but it was like a month of, like, hell, like,
yeah,
like, going through that. Yeah,
but, like, what ointment works the best? I'm wondering for myself.
I don't know. That's a good question. I literally just burned, like, everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I got second degree burns because I got a hot cup of water, like, spilled on my leg and it on, like, an airplane. Yeah. Yes, I sued them and got money. this sick. Is so long. but, like, I got, like, really, you know, and then, like, your clothes, you know, you get, like, mm-hmm. so I had, like, a huge fucking burn on my leg, but I'm surprised, yeah. like, it went away. Like, it took a couple of years, and then sometimes, like, it just disappears. Like, have you had, like, a lot of, like, scars or burns kind of disappear that you're surprised about?
Yeah, I mean, I thought the firecracker thing wasn't gonna, like, go away, because, mm-hmm. like, for, like, the first year or so, it, like, you could see, like, where, like, right where it happened, like, right here on me, like, where it was taped, like, for the longest time, you could see it, and it was, like, where, like, if I would, like, go out in the sun, it would, like, swell up and stuff. It was so bad. And then, now, like, if I was to get a sunburn, you could see exactly where it was, but now you can't even see it anymore. I have a scar on, like, my back leg from, I tried to shoot myself in the nuts with a flare gun. And I was wearing, like, multiple layers of clothes, and when I shot it, like, luckily, like, it didn't just, like, stick, like, near my nuts, and it actually, because I would have been so badly burned, it would have been horrible, but, like, it just shoots through, it just, like, ricochets off, goes down my pant leg, and just, it fully ignites, like, near, like, down by my, like, my calf, and it fused my pants to my leg. Mm-hmm. And, like, I had the worst, I had a third degree burn, like, on my leg from it. It was fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah. Has this made your dating life difficult? Like, with girls just not getting it?
No, I think most people get it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, bitch, I had a show. Okay.
Yeah, very much. Yeah.
Okay, last question on here. Can you even feel pain? You took a nut shot better than Gucci Berry, who does it weekly.
Yeah, I definitely feel pain. Get it, you know, it doesn't just like go away randomly.
Right.
But yeah, no, I always feel like getting hit in the nuts though, definitely over time you get like more used to it. Mm-hmm. So it's not like the same as like, because like some people like to get like tapped in the nuts and they're like, oh, they freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Like, yeah. They freak the fuck out and they're like, but like for me, if, you know, I can get hit in the nuts and like it's not like a huge deal for me. But yeah, that's sort of probably alarming. That's probably sort of concerning too. But
yeah. I guess but, you become immune to it.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. I know a lot of people that like do. I know a couple other people that get hit in the nuts all the time, and they're fine. So you know, at least for now. So
yeah. Do a lot of people send you videos? Like, I'm sure there's like a younger generation who's inspired by you.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, people send me videos all the time. I'm like, it's such a weird like. I mean, it's really cool to see people doing crazy stuff and, like, sending it to me. And then, like, sometimes it'll be, like, really weird because people will be, like, people will be, like, let me join your crew. Or, like, please fly me out and do this. And, like, let me do this stuff with you. And it's, like, oh, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and then the other thing is, like, there's, like, so much legal, like, stuff with, like, younger people doing stunts. And it's just, like, I really try not to like watch any, even though like I try not to watch anything that people send me or like, you know, I don't like encourage anyone to like do stuff. Usually I'll tell them like, yeah, it's like super dangerous. I've gotten very hurt. Like, you know, I'll let them know like, hey, you know, like I've gotten severely hurt like many times, you know, it's not a, even if you're okay right now, you know, because the thing is like when you're doing stunts, no matter what, if you continue to do them for a long period of time, you will get hurt 100%. There's no doubt, like, there's no way you're not going to get hurt. Like, you're 100% getting hurt, and that's, like, it's not, like, even if it's not right now, it'll happen eventually. That's just a fact.
Yeah, is that a common misconception about your work? Like, do people think that you're not even, like, actually doing it? I'd be like, fuck you, like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sometimes people, like, say shit like that all the time. Like, I have people say shit like that, but usually, you know, those people, like, weed themselves out, you know, over time. But, yeah, people will be like, oh, that's fake. You didn't really do that or blah, 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 or whatever. And it's like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, people on the internet will find, like, so they'll, like, try to nitpick and find something wrong with, like, anything you do, no matter what. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
yeah,
someone always has something to say about it. So
that's true. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah. Thank you. It was great.
It's yeah. Fun. Yeah. And then just shout out your social to those listening.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, everyone follow me on Instagram, Zachass, Z-A-C-K-A-S-S, and Zachass6 on Twitter, and The Real Zachass on TikTok, which I'm not really using that much, and just Zachass on YouTube. Yeah, follow
awesome.
Me.
Awesome. Yay. Yeah. Okay, cool. Thank you so much.